joining the Rolling Wall podcast is Hunter Wirefire's poster boy, Donnie Freeman. And I must say, his red beard is absolutely gorgeous. G'day, Donnie.
How are we going?
Oh, good. Great to be here in Coss Harbour for the Hunter Wirefire's South Brisbane trial match. Your coach kind of dobbed you in, said you had a really good story about how you got to the Wirefire's and what rugby means to you.
Yeah, mate, it was a bit of a roundabout way of getting to the Wirefire's. I finished school in 2018, went straight up to Sydney. At that time, Eastern Suburbs was the country club up in Sydney. So, many boys, I knew I was going to struggle moving to Sydney. So I followed the rest of the country boys up there and, played 3 years in Sydney. And I loved the club and everything and, gained some great relationships, but Sydney just wasn't my thing, and living in Bondi there in the rat race. So, Bubba hit me up 2022 to join the Wirefire's. So after COVID kind of made a mess of 2021, end up moving up to Newcastle end of then. And then, been loving Newcastle ever since.
Yeah, I can't imagine the size of property you lived in Bondi compared to where you lived at home. Where's home for you?
Near Orange.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was a big adjustment going from Orange to Sydney as a fresh 18-year-old out of school. Yeah.
And where did you play your junior rugby?
Played at Orange City.
Oh, nice.
Out at Orange. So, very proud Orange City man and would love to end up playing my footy back there.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd have you back there. A great club there in the Central West competition.
Yep.
So, and what position do you play for the Wirefire's and what do you bring to the table?
Open side flanker, and what do I bring to the table? I love rucks. Absolutely love rucks, as you would hope an open side flanker would. So, I feel like that's my strong suit in my game. Definitely around the breakdown and that. And I love defending, so, I feel like I'm very generic. Open side flanker, short and stocky, but, I just love sticking my heading places where only feet belong.
Yeah, I tell you what, if I squint, I definitely do see Michael Hooper in front of me. And obviously last year, leading the comp, nearly midway through, quarterfinal series didn't quite happen the way you wanted it to. How has pre-season 24 been different to the last 2 years so far?
It's definitely been a bit more of a slow drip, especially not physically. We've been physically very getting stuck in and getting nice and fit for the season, but the rugby content has been a lot more slow drip this year, and especially with a lot of new fellas coming to the club, so they're not bombarded straight away with all our calls and all the set plays and everything like that. So it's been, slow dripped into it, and we're just building on that cohesion every week.
Oh, awesome. And does Bubba set you up with some of the country boys? You welcome them to Newcastle? You show them around?
Well, there's been actually a huge influx of country fellas. So we've had 40 country colts come from up the coast and inland. So it's been awesome to have that many boys come through the colts program and hopefully Bill stay stick through it. We've had a few boys in grade as well come. So it's really good to see, and because that's what we want to build with the Wirefire's, is that pathway for country New South Wales, so they don't have to go to Sydney to try and make a professional footy team.
Yeah, I think it's great, like building that V out of the Hunter, picking up Central West, picking up Central North, New England, Far North Coast, Mid-North Coast, all the competitions out there, Western Plains, and now with a bit of a wire too with the game in Wirrawa in a few weeks' time too.
Yeah, exactly.
Picking up a little bit behind too, I think it's a really cool initiative.
Yeah, and then coming up here to Coffs Harbour as well, we have a few boys from up this way, so it's a good day for them in front of their families and friends. It's good to play a different competition with South.
A team that plays Queensland Premier Rugby, rich history, and really good club, and normally a club really fighting for the top four up there too, so I think it'd be a great hit out today. Now, Bubba said you've been over in Western Australia for the pre-season. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
So I got that call up in August last year. So sadly, I missed out on the final series with the Wirefire's last year. So the boys were extremely supportive of me heading over to Perth, and I had about 4 weeks training over there, and then we went off to South Africa to play the Cheetahs.
Yep.
So, went over to Bloemfontein, just below Johannesburg, and played two games there, and that was an amazing experience. Rugby is just the absolute sport over there. A bit like New Zealand, like you walk around, there's billboards everywhere of the Springboks.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and that was an amazing experience. Came back to Perth and I ended up dislocating and fracturing my thumb.
Oh.
First training session back, so I missed the last two games over there.
Yeah.
So, home. Yeah, moved back to Newcastle and, yeah, just trying to fight to get back in over to Perth. But, just got to perform well for the Wildfires and see what happens.
Do you still have a bit of contact with Simon Cron? Or?
At the moment, not really. Just on injury cover. So I imagine unless there's a big injury over there that I won't hear too much. But, just got to focus where my feet are at the moment and, yeah, really just try and perform well for Wildfires and get us into the finals again.
I imagine the Western Force backroom staff are scrambling to find any video of you, especially once you get into the proper Shoot Shield season. Stan Sport covers all the Shoot Shield games. They'll be definitely watching all those and probably a bit of footage from these trial matches too. It's very exciting.
Yeah, no, it is exciting, and that's the great thing about Stan and all that. We have such great access across the world, really, to all these games. So, it makes it a lot better, the exposure.
Yeah, I imagine it'd be a few of your mates ended up in not in USA, but one of them is now over in France, playing in France. So
yeah, that's it. Yeah, we've got Joey over in France. We've got three boys in America, one in Holland. We've had a few go to Spain before. So it's a really great opportunity here in the Shoot Shield, and that's what we want to provide for country folk and people on the coast.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think. You can be from Orange, you can be from Armidale, you can be from Lismore, you can be from way over Canambal, further west than that. And Newcastle could be the doorstep to so many different places.
Yeah, that's it. Like one of our 10 last year, Connor Winchester, played for Dallas Jackals a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was actually starting against my nonu. So it was a good bit of banter in the group chat there about before the game, giving Connor a bit of stick. But, it's crazy, isn't it, rugby, how you can be Wildfires one year then starting against my nonu the next.
Yeah, what have any thought that ever happened to Rugby 05 to play against him? Obviously Newcastle since 2022. What's your favourite haunts around Newcastle? Where do you go for a coffee? Where do you go for a drink? What are your spots?
Well, I love Sunny Boy Cafe. Yeah, they're at Dixon Park. It's a great one there. Great view and great brekkie burger there in town. And favourite drinking spot? I'm a sucker for the ABC, the Adamstown Bowling Club.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's very good there with the live music. And if you're going for a late night boogie, I'd probably say the Exchange and definitely the Kent. We've got a shout out to the Kent as well. They're a great sponsor for us and always put on good beers and live music. And good karaoke too at the Kent.
I grew up in Hamilton. Beaumont Street is quite the happening place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's a great shout. And have you picked up the wax?
No, I can't say I'm a big beachy. I'm a classic country fella where sand is not my best friend. I do like the bars, though. The bars are very good.
Oh, they are. I do love the bars.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Donnie. That was awesome.
Cheers,
so
mate.
Good to hear about rugby and where you've been. And look, I imagine we'll be watching you on TV in either the Force or somewhere in the world very soon.
No, cheers, mate. Thank you very much.